Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Ian King. President Trump calling on Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan to step down, saying he is, quote, highly conflicted. Ian, let's start out with you having to explain what the president is saying about Tan. What is the conflict?
What he's referring to is something that Senator Tom Cotton sent a letter about yesterday, which we've heard from in the past as well, which is questions that have arisen about previous investments and current investments by a company called Walden International, which was founded by Lip-Bu Tan and is a venture capital firm that for over many years has invested both here and around the world, and including China, including some companies in China that now the U.S. has a security concerns about.
So the board is going to be taking a closer look at the CEO. How has he done since he took over in March?
Yeah, I mean, 4 months into the job, this is a kind of a problem that this company has. It's been sort of a decade in the making. So, you know, clearly we're very early into this turnaround effort, and a lot of the questions that exist among investors are, we don't know what form that is going to take. So it's still a sort of an unfolding thing. But what has triggered politicians most likely is some of the cutbacks that he has promised in terms of spending, most notably in Ohio, a big chip plant that Intel was going to create, which he's now sort of pushed further on the horizon. And that obviously goes against some of what the administration is trying to achieve in terms of domesticating chip production in the U.S.
Well, those are moves that are made to try and turn the company around, right?
They are, yes. I mean, he is sort of tipping the scales back in terms of what Wall Street wants, which is a much better balance sheet and a faster return to profitability. And that was something that they arguably got rid of his predecessor, Pat Gelsinger, because Pat's spending plans were so huge and you know, were dismissed as being speculative. And what Lip-Bu Tan said, no, I'm not going to be speculative. I'm going to be much more concrete and sort of build it only when we're sure we can fill these plants.
What kind of action could the federal government take if Intel doesn't do anything?
That remains to be seen. I mean, we're still sort of trying to find out specifically. I mean, they don't have rules other than accusing him of some of, a criminal activity that would allow them to sort of remove him in that particular sense. So this is going to be very much a case of how he responds to the issue and how, as you mentioned previously, Intel's board view the issue and whether there's some kind of a compromise that can be achieved.
This must be sending some sort of chilling effect over other companies that might be looking a little closer internally.
Well, I mean, I think the best way to look at this is that we've seen a lot of Lip-Bu Tan's peers, people like Jensen Huang at NVIDIA, like Lisa Su at AMD, go out there to various events to the White House where Trump has appeared and kind of helped boost his sort of agenda by association. That's not something we've seen from Lip-Bu Tan, and you could argue, well, he hasn't had much time to, you know, with his knees under the desk to have been able to do that. But that's clearly a gap, and that is perhaps one avenue that he might like to explore. As we know, the president likes praise and likes attention, and maybe that's a way to create a personal link that makes this issue go away.
Yeah, you look at Tim Cook and Apple yesterday and their big announcement, and you see this changing relationship with high tech and the government.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't long ago that, the president was calling out Tim Cook from the stage at an event that he was at and being critical. And now we've seen, obviously that relationship has changed and we've seen a public appearance and that appears to pave the way for Apple to be under less scrutiny, shall we say.
Ian, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Ian King. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.